How was your week? What were the news stories and the conversations? Acumen Media breaks it down for us.
Tonya Curry, how on earth are you?
Yeah, I love this. I love my KK.
KK and TK, how are you?
I'm so happy to be here. I'm good. It's so nice to talk to you. It's been a very long time since I've spoken to the Chai FM listeners and yourself. So I'm absolutely thrilled this morning.
Not so much myself. I mean, considering that we did speak yesterday. But, you know, we're all getting old and we can forget that. Yes. Tonya.
Now, remember, you said last night I'm not getting old. Didn't we say that?
Yes, that is true. Tonya, I was actually saying to our listeners earlier that I wanted to just check in with you, and I think that you're involved in very interesting stuff in your personal, non-news related life. And I said, would you be willing to come and talk about it? And you said yes, very graciously. So, all right, so are you living in Sodwana now?
So, Kathy, I made the move a few years ago. I moved down to Sodwana. It's now, I think I'm in my fourth year of living in Sodwana. Sodwana is a beautiful little town in the very northern tip of KZN. In fact, it's only an hour and a half way drive to Mozambique from us. So we're right at the very top. It's a beautiful place, and it's supported by our local town called Mbazwana. Now, if you can imagine a Petra Tief or an Ermelo, that is the type of town it is, but it is a lot smaller. We've got one spa. That's all we have, and a pep stores, and somewhere to get fuel. And then it's surrounded by these lovely gorgos that sell all their fruit and veg, you know, as you go through that town. So it is as rural as KZN can get. I love it. Our traffic consists of cows and goats and chickens. So I'm happy in my little paradise, even though it has its caveats and there's lots of things that need help here. But this is really one of the most beautiful parts of South Africa. I dare you to beat me on that.
Do you think if we hadn't had I was thinking about pandemic, the influence of the pandemic, but you did this before the pandemic, so it's actually completely irrelevant. Blew that question right out of the water.
Well, not really. I mean, so yes, I moved here a year before or 2 years before the pandemic, but when the pandemic hits, I mean, it's a tourist destination. There's lots of diving, fishing, like there's Lake Sabaya, and there's 28 game reserves surrounding Sodwana Bay. Like, it's a huge tourist attraction. But of course, with the pandemic, they had nothing.
Yeah.
So we went from a place in Mbazwana and the rural communities around there that were living off grants and already had nothing to zero. You know, there was no opportunity to clean a boat or to clean a fish or whatever the case may be, you know. So we then started an initiative that was called Feed Rural KZN. And we had the most brilliant donations from all across the country. I mean, it's so far from anywhere, this place. So getting, like, we got tons of rice in, and that rice took like 3 days, and people had to sleep overnight to get it to us, but they did, you know. And so it was a magnificent thing to be involved in, and we fed 8,000 people for almost a year and a half. Wow. Under Feed Rural KZN. It was an amazing initiative. And now I'm happy to say that Sodwana is thriving again as a tourist destination.
Barry S. Morning, Barry. Wants to know, isn't Sodwana on the map for diving? Tell us about diving.
Oh, you asked the right person. So outside of media listening and monitoring or whatever you want to call it, I am the world's biggest diving fan. And that is one of the reasons why I came to Sodwana, is the diving here is top class. One of the reefs here is considered one of the top 10 in the world. That's how great we are. It's a national heritage site, so you are not allowed to touch any of the coral, et cetera, as you dive, because it is just absolutely pristine. I'm yet to see a paper straw in Sodwana Bay. So it is magnificent for divers. I learned to dive here 22 years ago. I've been coming back every year promising that I will live here one day, and ta-da, here I am.
Now, there are some wildlife characters in Sodwana who really even made it news here in Johannesburg. So one of them, I don't know if you ever met George, the potato bass. Did you ever meet George or know about George?
George and I are friends. What do you mean? We have tea together.
Okay, good.
I heard about the potato bass that passed away, right?
Yeah, he was shot.
The one
he was fished. Yeah, he was fished.
Yeah,
but he was very tame. He was very tame. And then there was another one, and this might be a little bit of a thrill for you, TK, because you were bitten by an eel, but there was a Monty who was a huge moray eel and who was also very, very tame. Is he still around?
Well, I don't know if it's Monty, but Mr. Harris and I are very, very good friends. Moray eels are very different to black cheek eels, and I was bitten by a black cheek. The black cheek looks as ugly as like you can imagine a fish look, but the moray is absolutely magnificent. And there's Mr. Harris, and we have regular chats underwater. I've been naughty enough to give him a little scratch, and he loved it. They're like big puppy dogs. They are huge, maybe 3, maybe even 4 meters long, and they are at least about 30 centimeters in breadth. So they're a big eel, but so magnificent, and like puppy dogs, really like puppy dogs.
Incredible. So, Tonya, I'm looking at the clock. We've got to get to news headlines. But if anyone wants to catch up with you, because you're not going to be doing a report for the next few weeks, correct? Because next week is Easter, and the week after that, apparently you aren't available either.
That's right. Oh, isn't Pesach the week after that?
Yes. Well, no. Yes. Ah. No. Yes. Anyway, it's a Pesach, so you're not available either. So if anyone wants to get in touch with you, how do they find you? Can they find you on Facebook?
They can definitely find me on Facebook. But we have a great new website just launched this week, actually, acumenmedia.net. And there you'll find all our weekly stories and also how to get in touch with us and a little bit more about what we do. But Kathy, before we run, we have started project here in Sedwana. One thing that came to my attention,
just to, before you tell us about this wonderful initiative that you're involved with, I've got two questions or two comments. One is from Carol. She says, TK rules, fascinated by this interview. And Mark Belnick says, good morning, please ask Tanya what your internet is like in Sedwana. See, that's the value of promoting tourism.
How do you run a business in a place like this? Well, let me tell you, Mark, that I have three routers. There are two networks that work in Sedwana only. So I have three routers just in case, because like we don't have fiber. It's sand dunes, okay? So we're still working on the air fi, if you like. And when the power goes off, which is regularly, maybe 4 times a week, we have a really big generator that carries our power for the scuba center. So I've been so lucky because where I live is very close by to that. So I have power, but after 4 hours, the networks go down. So that's why I'm just very grateful. I've got a lovely team sitting in Johannesburg, another one sitting in Durban, another one sitting in Cape Town, so that at least between some of us, we'll have our power up and running and we'll have internet. But it is a challenge. I mean, the idea is to turn your phone off while you're here. Use it for pictures only.
Well, there we go. Can you tell us in 60 seconds or less about this initiative, because we've got our other guest waiting on the line, because I could just talk to you all day, but you know that we've walked on fire together.
Exactly. So, Kath, you know, one of the things that I have noticed here is there are students, there's about 10 schools in this region, and out of those 10 schools, there are several students who are outperforming. I mean, they've got straight A's on higher grade, including maths and science. And I had a chat with one of these girls from the school that had got straight A's through standard 9 and is doing through grade 11, and then is now doing the same through matric. And I said to her, like, what is your ambition? Like, where are you going to go? What are you going to study? And she went, I'm going to come and work for you. I said, doing what? And she said, cleaning.
What?
And I said, no, you are not. And it was at that point that I realized that this younger generation here in the rural communities have never had the guidance, and they certainly have a sense of disbelief in the future. They do not even know what NSAT is. Okay, so that's the high performing kids. So we've taken it upon ourselves to now hold classes on how to apply for government grants to go and study, and to give some career guidance to those that have the ability and those sort of grades.
Mm-hmm.
But that also leaves us with ambitious young people who didn't quite get those stellar marks, that have no real future here in Sedona. So we're opening an artisan center where you can learn how to use a drill, how to paint a wall, how to use a hammer and ladder and things like that.
But also how to do banking and how to have the basic life skills that one accumulates when you're living in a city environment.
Exactly. So there will be 4 classes a week, 2 hours a class. Some focused on hand skills and others definitely without a doubt on how to produce a CV, how to answer the phone, how to use your money, you and I spoke about that formula for success, putting that sort of
formula
thing on the table.
Formula for wealth. And formula for wealth.
Yes, exactly. So that's what we're doing, and we're doing it through Acumen Media. We are calling for donors, volunteer teachers, for drills and paints, and because the skill we teach, the test for the student will be then to paint something in the community or fix something in the community or help another friend create a CV.
Absolutely amazing. TK, I'm sorry, my darling. That's where we have to leave it. We've got our other guest who's been waiting, and we're just going to run out of time. But if you want to get hold of Tonya Curry, please get to acumenmedia.co.za. And Tonya, I just want to wish you and your family a Ramadan Mubarak.
Thank you very much, Kathy. And it's acumenmedia.net.
Oh, sorry, acumenmedia.net. And have a wonderful weekend, and thank you so much. That's Tonya Curry. Unfortunately, couldn't get to all the other questions that you are sending through, wanting to know more about and from Tonya Curry, because unfortunately, we just ran out of time. We were talking about diving and all sorts of things.